60 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
And good morning, Shasta County. You are joining us on KCNR 1460 AM radio in downtown Reading, and this is your community radio station. It is Thursday, finally. And this is Trish Clark, and I'm joined this morning by Ken Murray as my co-host.
And I noticed, Trish, that it's 70 degrees outside because that's what the chalkboard says. That's how you told me we tell the temperature in here, right?
Well, actually, no, we trust someone to change that, and it probably hasn't been, but we don't attack the radio guy there first thing in the morning, Ken. That's just not nice.
I wasn't attacking him. I thought that was the temperature gauge.
Okay. All right. So if you care to join this conversation, you can jump in at 605-4567 or go into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. First thing we're going to do is go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings at the Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, everyone. Markets are mixed at this time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 40 points at 17,019. The S&P 500 is positive 3 at 1,989. And the NASDAQ is down 10 at 4,516. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 24 cents at 1,576 and Hewlett-Packard up $1.10 at 36.22. In the bond market, we find higher prices this morning, bringing the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.20. And stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is down 16 cents at 22.44, and Pepsi is up 89 cents at 93.12. Turning to the commodity markets, crude oil is up 12 cents at $93.57. Gold is down $18.50 at $1,276.70. And silver is down 11 cents at $19.45. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday morning, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. Brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. Sunny and high in the 90s, that's the weather outlook for the next several days here in the North State. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. No rain in sight in our immediate future. Currently in downtown Reading, it is 62 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray. I'm with Trish Clark. It's now dropped 8 degrees in the studio, 62. And we are joined this morning with our guest, Jim Feider. Jim was the head of Western Area Power Administration before he retired. Then he went to work for the City of Reading as the head of the electric utility. He has since retired. He does private consulting, as I understand it, and has been a strong voice for preservation of public power, both here at the state and in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Jim.
Now, I know you a little bit, Jim, having been around you for several years, and I know that you're kind of a quiet guy. You're not prone to outbursts. And last week, I saw a letter to the editor with a signature, Jim Feider, on it right there in my record searchlight, and I thought, this is so out of character for you to come out and make a public statement that I had to find out more. What has got your panties in a twist?
Well, it kind of got me a little bit going when I see all the attention being paid for water conservation, which is a good thing. And I see agencies like the State Water Resources Control Board trying to enforce and take over local control and put those mandates on in a way that don't necessarily make sense for our community. And I put that in the context of the amount of water that's going down the river here right through Reading. The scale of things just don't make sense to me, so I thought it was worthwhile to speak out. I know that the primary driver the last month or two has been to try to get cool water for the fish, particularly the winter run of the Chinook salmon. The target, as I understand it, is 56 degrees just downstream of where Clear Creek runs into the river. And the question I have is, does that still make sense if we're truly in a crisis mode and the governor's declared a crisis? Should those criteria be modified somehow to save more water for next year? Because if we don't, there won't be any water for the fish or humans for that matter.
What are some of the policies you think are, that, as you say, don't make sense for our area?
Well, the city of Reading has already demonstrated that they are conserving more water than the statewide average. I think it was around 11%, or the statewide average was 5%. And to come in and say you can only water 2 days a week in Reading, California, in the month of August seems a little bit over the top to me. I think if the goal is 20% reduction, then let the customers find ways to get to 20%. Don't come in and put arbitrary restrictions on.
I think that's a valid point, and I think most people in the city would agree, or in Shasta County. We're very creative at solving our own problems at the local level, and that's the same kind of thought process that drives the state of Jefferson thinking, is one size does not fit all in a state the size of California with the different climates and mixes of population.
I should clarify that the state board said you could only water 2 days a week if you didn't have some other conservation plan. Well, the city does have another conservation plan, so they adopted a 3-day-a-week regime. So there was some flexibility in there. But again, if the goal is 20%, I think that should be the focus rather than the details.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit. If the goal is to protect the Chinook salmon, now, you and I were both here when the electric utilities collectively put in the baffle devices in Shasta Dam at a cost of several million dollars so that water could be drawn not just at one level but from different levels, so that in fact the water temperature could be maintained for the salmon. Question one, do you remember how much it cost us to do that?
I think it was in the neighborhood of $100 million.
Okay. And can you just describe that for so our listeners understand how that works?
Up until that device was put in place, when the temperature regime came into place, they were having to bypass the power plant to access the cooler water below where the intakes for the power plant is. Mm-hmm. So they put in this shutter device on the backside of the dam so that they could selectively draw water depending on the time of year. So in the early spring, they try to draw it off the top and preserve the cold water in the bottom. This time of year, they're trying to draw the cold water from the bottom as far down as they can get. One feature that was added to that baffle device was some on the side of it, there are some slide gates that even access further down in the into the bottom of the reservoir, not all the way to the bottom, but further down. So they're about to draw from that. And so it's kind of the last measure of cold water that's there, except they still have the ability to bypass the power plant. So if the temperature goals are not met, it's my understanding that the Bureau of Reclamation is prepared to bypass the power plant later this month or even next if that's what's needed.
And so in order to save the Chinook salmon, we are going to be watering our lawns 3 days a week, and we won't be able to turn on the lights anyway. I mean, that's a way over exaggeration. But the reason we spent the $100 million was so that we could continue to receive hydropower. And, you know, once the Chinooks, because of the drought, pretty soon, we're not going to have hydropower. There'll still be hydro, but no power. Have I got that part right?
Yeah, I believe that the level of the reservoir is about 150 feet or so below the top right now. If it goes down to about 240 feet below the top, then the power plant's probably going to be out of business. Now, that won't happen until
next year
if we have a below average or another dry year, but the possibilities seem more real than not real at this point.
What happens to the water? Because every time you drive across any of the bridges up here, your heart just sinks when you think we're having a water issue. And I mean, that water is flooding down that river. Where's that water going at this point?
Well, probably a third of it ends up in the ocean.
That's exactly what I knew. Is there no way that water can be diverted to the farmers, people are being cut back on water. So I'm always this common sense, think it through kind of person, and it just doesn't make sense to me that the farmers below us are not able to get the water for their crops, and yet we're rushing all this water out to the ocean and just wasting it as opposed to figuring out a way to kick it off on the way down the...
Wait. Do you hate Chinook salmon?
No, I don't hate Chinook salmon. We're giving them the water, for heaven's sakes. But after they get their coolness up here where they're at, can't we kick that water out someplace into a farmer rather than run it all the way to the ocean?
Or are we working at the smelt as well? That's right. That'd mess with the Delta smelters.
It's insane. It's very difficult to get your mind around.
There's two or three things that...
Just before we go into that that pattern I've set up for you, we're going to take a break very quickly. We'll be right back.
See, being a fish, they think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, live and silent auction, and basket drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And it is 7:20 on KCNR 1460, the home of community talk radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts. Largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. They've got an in-store deli for nutritionists on staff to assist you. They also offer classes on health, diet, and raw and organic food. Those are just some of the reasons to shop Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle.
And welcome back. We are talking with Jim Fider, retired from Electric Stuff. If you'd care to join this conversation, you can call us at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. And Jim's about to explain to me why it is that we can't give any of the water to the farmers. We're going to protect the fish, and then we're going to run it to the ocean.
Thanks, Trish. Well, the Bureau of Reclamation operates the system here to meet a number of criteria, and one of the criteria in the Delta is to try to keep the salt water at bay, in the bay, at bay, out in the ocean. So they have what they call X2 standards that they have to meet for water quality purposes for those that are extracting water out of the Bay Delta estuary, for example, the East Bay communities, or for points south. So they try to make sure that the Delta outflow it does that, achieves those goals. So that's why about, as I understand, around 3,000 cubic feet per second are going out through the end of the ocean. Also, the exports of water to the farmers south of the Delta are somewhat hamstrung by the desire to preserve the Delta smelt and other fish in the Delta. One of the frustrating things for me is that the striped bass population is a big predator of salmon. And so I'm wondering if it wouldn't be money better spent to try to eradicate the striped bass, which would irritate a lot of sports fishermen. But it would probably be money better spent than the amount of water we're sending down the river otherwise.
Well, you could just take off the limits on striped bass. Give me $5 per bass, and anybody with a boat will be out there fishing all the bass out and turning them into the state. They used to do that for coyotes, $2 a coyote.
And suckerfish that they're now protecting someplace. I remember there was a bounty on in Idaho. Why, in a simple state of mind again, if they're having issues with the salt in the water there, why don't they put in a the plant that, the word is desalinization or something
Correct.
Like
yes.
that? Yes.
There's been some plans to look at that up in this part of the state. I think there's one or two operating plants in Southern California, but they're extremely expensive.
And water's not?
The price of water coming out of there, as I understand it, is around well over $1,000 an acre foot, whereas the farmers are used to paying in the order of $40 an acre foot.
They use those plants all over the world because that's the only way they can get water. It seems
but
that
for people
that,
they can afford it. For farming, you can't afford that price for water.
Keep in mind that the number one income generator for the state of California is agriculture. It is the biggest income generator in the state of California. It's our biggest business, and we don't think of that. People in LA certainly don't think of that. You know, the other problem we have is that everybody wants to live in California, either in a place that was the natural desert, Los Angeles, or in the Bay Area, where before we had all these dams and stuff, there was saltwater incursion, and in the drought years and less than the others. But now they built all those houses down there, and they have to keep the saltwater at bay to be able to fulfill the needs of their residential customers. Houses are built in all the wrong places in the state of California. That's just the way it is. And those people vote, and they have the most votes. It's just the way it is.
that rings up the state of Jefferson, doesn't it?
I have no idea whether that's going to be successful in any way, shape, or form. I certainly can totally get behind the thought process that drives that kind of thinking. Having dealt with this, Ken, for a lot of years, myself for over 20 years, and trying to make some kind of sense out of, I mean, I would tell you that if I just had control of the amount of money that's, let's say, in Shasta County's budget, and could use that money to address the needs of Shasta County with all the strings and what have you, we could have everything we wanted. Absolutely. And take care of all the issues, all the problems, clean water, everything. But you're spending money on issues that you have no need to spend money on. They send you a big pot of money and you have to use it to address the such and such population in a certain area in the county, which you don't have. But you figure out a way to spend the money anyway. The state of Jefferson just really rings true to taking back some local control.
I don't know if you want to shift gears a little bit, but starting January 1, you know, we're going to be paying more and more for gasoline, allegedly for carbon reduction in the state because of the law that was passed a few years ago for greenhouse gases. So I don't know if you talked about this on your show here, but it's certainly something the citizens need to be aware of, that the price of gas is probably going to go up anywhere from, well, it's hard, different experts have made different estimates, anywhere from 5 cents to 50 cents a gallon to allegedly offset the carbon footprint of burning gasoline.
And how does what I pay for gas offset the carbon footprint?
Well, the gas refineries are supposed to go out and buy credits on the open market and the cap and trade system, which is kind of a paper transaction world, so whether it really reduces carbon would be very questionable. But
that whole cap and trade is the biggest joke ever foisted on the American public.
Well, it's one of many, but well, yeah, it's right up there.
It's only been foisted on California for now.
Oh, it's coming to the rest of the nation because we lead in idiocy.
And let's face it, that fits right into the prediction that we really ought to be paying $5 a gallon that our good president stated before he ever got in office, and he absolutely saw no reason to that, but we'd have to get there slowly. So looks like we're going to make it during his term.
I do want to know something on a different subject, or I would like you to explain about renewables. The state has mandated that electric utilities have a certain percentage of their portfolio renewables.
33% by 2020.
33% by 2020, on the one hand. On the other hand, they don't let a utility like the City of Reading Electric Utility count hydropower from Shasta Dam as a renewable.
Correct.
Why? It's obviously a renewable.
Because of the sausage that was being made in the Sacramento legislature when that particular bill was passed, was heavily influenced by lobby groups like GE Capital, who produces wind turbines. So they don't want you to count your hydro, and that was supported by the environmental groups who truly would like to see some of the hydro facilities not only not counted, but torn down.
And now they want us to tear down the windmills because they kill birds. Am I got this right?
Well,
I'm just following the logic here.
It's kind of like going back and taking away paper bags and putting us in plastic bags because plastic bags were going to be the solution to everything, and now we're finding out that, oh, my God, we are not going to be able to deal with the dumps and because of all the plastic and all the gases they're causing, and now there's a renewable resource. We're producing electricity off of the gas being created by our solid waste plants because they're about to explode from all the sealing that we're doing.
It's a viable source, but it's a very small amount. The last two years or so of my work career, and I've been mostly retired or entirely retired since December of last year, but the 2 years prior to that, I spent probably 50% of my time on the challenge of integrating renewables, whether it was wind or solar, and the reliability issues that creates for the grid operators, given the fact that wind, you know, obviously only get wind when the wind blows, and by and large, that's only 30% of the time, and you only get solar when the sun shines, and by and large, that might be 40% of the time, but you only get 16%, and the customers themselves use energy on average about 60% of the time. So there's a big gap between what the renewables produce and what's needed for reliable service. And last time I checked with most of the customers here in Reading, they like their supply 100% of the time.
Well, yeah, and I keep hearing people say, well, you know, the sun shines virtually all the time up here. All we need to do to solve our energy problems is put photovoltaic panels on the roof of everybody's house. And when I point out that that's wonderful if you want to do that, if it makes cost-effective sense to do that, that's fine. But when the cloud passes over, you expect to turn on the switch and get electricity. And so it doesn't diminish the need to provide for backup electricity at all times. And so we don't save anything. It just costs everybody more money.
Well, one of the things, especially here in a climate like Redding, is the air conditioners don't shut down at 6 o'clock when the solars quit producing. Most people still want to run their air conditioners.
And we're going to go to a break here, and we'll be back after these messages.
Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Redding. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today or less.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens.
This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Seven 35 on KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
And welcome back. We are here at KCNR 1460 Radio, Free Fire Radio, Community Radio. This is Trish Clark and my co-host Ken Murray, and we're going to go to Sam Peretta from the Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are you folks today?
Great, we're doing great. What do you got for us? Great news from Sacramento about guns, right?
Unfortunately, right now we are in the middle of the thrash. The last 2 weeks of the legislative session, a week and a half actually, and we've got five very important bills that we are watching, and your listeners need to know what they are, and they have to take this opportunity to call, in particular, Democrat members of the legislature and ask them to vote no against these unconstitutional bills that will infringe on our Second Amendment rights.
We don't know any of them.
We don't know any of the Democrats.
This is a good opportunity. You can go to our website, and we have all the legislators listed there, their phone numbers and contact information. And sometimes we get to know, we have to know our opposition.
Absolutely.
In order to let them know that they are opponents and they are trampling on our rights, and we don't like it.
Well, and the other thing, people need to understand that even if they're not, because obviously if we call our legislators that we elect up here, we're singing to the choir. So people need to know that the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and if enough of us call the same Democrat from Northern California, even if we didn't elect him, he has to pay attention to that.
Yes, they do. They pretend that it doesn't bother them, and they do everything they can to ignore the calls or divert the calls, but it does bother them that they're getting so many calls on a particular subject matter. And they should be getting tons of calls on guns. In some of their areas, there aren't a lot of people calling.
So what
one's calling them.
What is it I'm going to call them and tell them?
Well, you're going to tell them if they're an assemblyman or assemblywoman that we need them to oppose SB 53 by Senator Kevin De Leon. This is the ammunition registration bill. This is the bill that's going to treat us all law-abiding citizens like registered sex offenders. Every time we go out and buy a box of ammunition, we have to get a license, we have to pay $50 and get a card, and we have to give our fingerprints in order to have the privilege of buying ammunition. And then every time we buy it, it's going to have to be recorded and reported to the Department of Justice and to our local law enforcement officers.
Okay, so
you were buying ammo.
So I hate SB 58. What next am I going to talk to him about?
SB 58?
Or 53, I'm sorry.
53, yeah. That's one of them.
That's one.
The other one that's on the floor of the assembly that's very important is, again, from our friend Kevin De Leon from Southern California, SB 199. And this is with regards to BB guns or BB devices. What this bill says is that we're going to redefine BB guns, and we're going to expanded to include all of the airsoft guns. So they will now be in the same category. And then, just for fun, we're going to change the definition to qualify all of these guns as a imitation firearm. Well, it's illegal to transfer imitation firearms, and even to manufacture imitation firearms. But in particular, if parents are going to be basically banned from buying a BB gun for their kids, you cannot transfer one of those things.
Well, wait a minute. They are imitation firearms.
Well, yes.
Well,
as you and I, using our logic, the logic and common sense that prevails amongst those of us who live in free California, you're right, they are imitation firearms, but they are putting it into a legal definition
make them illegal.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'll put your eye out.
That's right. So and it's interesting that they exempt specifically paintball guns, many of which look exactly like
they look like guns
firearms.
Too.
Right, but it seems that the very powerful lobbyist for the paintball industry, who's the former Speaker of the Assembly and lives in Southern California, was able to convince Senator De Leon that paintball guns do not present a problem.
So, well, there's a side effect of this too. If you make BB guns illegal, what's going to happen to the lizard and sparrow population?
Can you imagine?
They'll be out of control.
And they're going to...
Hey, I was a little boy
once.
They're
going to have to come up with suggestions, as you can only imagine, like putting birth control in our cheese, so that when the cheese, the mice eat the cheese, that they won't, procreate. Or they'll come up with some sort of a fancy way for us to be able to deal with the gophers.
Just all of those issues, yeah.
Okay,
what else we got? That's two of them, Sam.
Those are the two, and there's one other one. Speaking of rabbits, Senator Kevin De Leon, SB 808 on the Assembly floor. This is a bill that existing American law and California law, anybody can build a personal firearm. And the unique thing about it is that the federal government, the BATF, no government requires you to put a serial number or report it. As long as you have no intention of selling it or transferring it, everybody is allowed to build a personal gun. And you can build one a year if you wanted to. Well, this bill says if you build a personal gun, you're going to have to put a 3.7-ounce piece of 17-4 pH stainless steel in it, with engraved serial number that is issued to you by the Department of Justice. In other words, if you have one of these personally manufactured guns that you have made for your own personal purposes, and you don't have this embedded serial number, then you are in violation of the law.
They can do that retroactively?
Yes, they are.
Wait a minute. Does this apply to potato guns?
Actually, potato guns are illegal in the state of California.
I knew it.
You're kidding me. You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Every year I bring back potato guns for my grandkids from Idaho.
In Idaho, they're perfectly legal.
Absolutely. I guess I better gather those up and take them home.
Your local police department, they'll show you how to build one.
Absolutely.
Over in the Senate, we've got a couple of very important bills. A local Democrat senator should hear, Senator Lois Wolk being one, just over to your west and southwest. This is AB 1014 by Assemblywoman Skinner. This is the restraining orders for gun violence. And this is, they're trying to respond to the Santa Barbara situation where somebody who was obviously mentally imbalanced was able to commit an atrocity. Let's see what they do. He macheted three of his roommates, killed them with a knife. He ran down two people with a car. He shot one person, and he shot himself. So he was obviously deranged. The parents tried to communicate with law enforcement. So they've come up with this new restraining order deal that says that if a parent thinks that or a close relative thinks that somebody is a danger to themselves and others and might commit a gun violence crime, they can report it to local law enforcement. Law enforcement can, they can ask the court to issue a restraining order. the court is required to have a judge ready to go 24/7 to be able to take one of these restraining orders and issue it within 24 hours, and then report it to local law enforcement and to the Department of Justice, so that the restraining order can be served on the subject of the restraining order. And what the restraining order says is that you've lost your right to own guns. Any guns that you have, you're in illegal possession of them. Well, it doesn't restrain the person in any way. So if they say, okay, you know, they come in and they take their guns, it doesn't prevent them from going out and finding guns illegally and still committing their crime.
Or using a machete in a car to run down two more people.
Well, that's right. That's right, you know. And you kill yourself by you know, taking too many drugs or jumping off a bridge or something instead of shooting yourself in the head.
It's just another feel-good to pass a law rather than try and solve a problem.
Yeah, well, the thing is that the legislature, typically what they do is they jump. It's a knee-jerk reaction. We've got to do something. What can we do? What should we do? And they typically come up with the wrong sort of a solution. They don't understand that under existing law, law enforcement, if they're communicated to by anybody, a counselor, a teacher, employer, a parent, or a mental health professional, if they are informed of a person that is in a danger to themselves and others, they can have law enforcement immediately go out and detain the person for 72 hours under a 5150, the chapter of the Welfare and Institutions Code. In that time, obviously, they don't have access to any guns they might own because they're in custody. They can have a mental evaluation done on the person, and if they find that the person does have a mental problem, they do the check on their, you know, their social media, and they interview them, and a professional mental health person says, yeah, this person is crazy. Then they can issue a 5250, which means they can hold them for 14 days, and at that point, they lose their gun rights under federal law.
So there's already a law that addresses, and I don't mean to rush you, Sam, but we need to go to a break.
No problem. That's a really important bill. And the last bill is AB 1609 by Assemblyman Alejo, and that's a bill that says that it's illegal for somebody to go outside the state and buy a gun and bring it into the state of California. Well, that's already illegal, and he's just trying to make it more illegaler.
More illegal. We remind everybody to get on the phone and send your faxes and your emails to those legislators that surround us that are Democrats and control these. And thanks so much, Sam. It's always great to hear from you.
Go to our website, gunownersca.com, and you'll have all the information and tools available to you to respond and make those calls. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sam.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain. Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
751. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2750. Full service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. They're a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Four Winds Jewelry. It is 752. Now back to the program.
65 degrees in downtown Reading. It's got time for phone calls, 605-4567, or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Final segment with Mr. Feider. What's our question?
Yeah, we've been talking some this morning with Jim Feider, who is the retired head of the Reading Electric Utility, and a very knowledgeable person in electric things. A lot of people talk about, well, we just need to take advantage of the sun and put solar panels on top of everything, and that would solve all of our problems. But that's not really true. And we were talking off the air, Jim and I, about the Phoenix, Arizona problem. Share that.
Sure, Ken. A few years ago, the investor-owned utility known as Arizona Public Service went to their regulators in the state of Arizona and said, we see all these solar projects coming online, and we have a rate structure problem that if we don't fix it, we're going to end up in a death spiral, so to speak. So they said that for a solar home, we need to be charging a fixed charge on a monthly basis much more than they had been in the past. And let's just say it was $10 a month in the past. Well, it costs more than $10 a month to make sure the lights stay on when the sun quits shining. So the utility went to their regulators and said, we need to bump that up as much as $50 in some cases, or even $100 for large homes. And they went through a two-year-plus process. The solar industry weighed in and said, no, you can't do this. The utility made a good case for raising its fixed fees to make sure they covered their costs and that the other customers that are non-solar customers aren't cross-subsidizing the solar customers. Well, at the end of the day, based on the politics of the situation, the Corporation Commission down there allowed a $5 a month increase for the utility.
All right. Now let's bring that home to Reading. Reading charges about $13 as a fixed fee. And then you pay so much a kilowatt hour above that.
Correct.
All right. That $13 supposedly pays for the everything that it takes to get electricity to your house. It pays for the wind turbines or the dams or whatever you use, okay? Or the coal-fired generation plants or whatever it is. And that fixed charge is essentially a capacity charge. Plus, you also have to pay for the wires to your house and the distribution and everything like that. Just because you put a solar panel on your roof doesn't mean you disconnect from the utility, because people still want to flip the switch and turn the lights on. And so you can put all the solar powers and panels in the world on top of your house, but unless you have more batteries than the size of your garage, you're not going to be able to run your air conditioner when it's 100 degrees.
Yeah, traditionally that fixed charge of $13 a month only covered the so-called meter charge, the cost of reading meters, and to some extent the wires charge. It didn't include the capacity component of keeping the lights on for the generators that are out there. So that's the thing that needs to be addressed locally here in Redding and all the utilities in California as they get more and more penetration of solar. What should that fixed charge be? So some of the variable charge needs to be migrated over to the fixed charge to be fair to all customers. So the $13 a month probably needs to be at least double what it is for a solar customer.
And charge just solar company?
And a listener in the chat room wants to know, what do the powers that be define as a large home? Because there are those who say we shouldn't live in more than 1,000 square feet no matter what.
Yeah, I think, my kind of benchmark for a large home is probably anything bigger than 3,000 square feet.
But that can be locally determined. Right. I mean, you can figure out whatever you're going to define a large home as. But the point is that in Redding, we're charging $13 a month, flat fee, 13 something. It's on your electric bill. Probably ought to be $30 a month, depending on how many people get solar. The more people get solar, the more the fixed charge has to go up for those people who get solar.
And that would be the point, though. I'm sitting here and I don't have solar, and I'm not changing anything, and my bill keeps going up because other people are hooking up solar.
That's, in fact, what happens.
Well, yeah. And that's...
So that's a cross-subsidy that I think is not fair, and so the utilities...
Yeah, it's not fair to you, Trish.
No.
The utilities need to...
I don't live in rate.
...to be more aggressive in getting a rate structure that balances those mm-hmm. things out.
Yeah. You live in PG&E, and that's worse. A lot worse. And so... You know, it is a complex subject. Yeah, the truth is, there's no battery in the ground someplace. Electricity is generated real time. So there's a generator out at Shasta Dam. It doesn't put out X number of watts or current or anything, unless the exciter is inserted, and that's all done with computers. And so the generator is spinning all the time, but it isn't necessarily putting out electricity unless you put the exciter in. And that exciter goes in and out based on the power control center, which says, whoops, a cloud just went over the sun. Quick, crank out electricity.
One of the proposals that's on the table and is actually being pursued to some extent here in California is a better way to integrate renewable energy, whether it's wind or solar, is to let one computer run the entire grid mm-hmm. across the entire Western United States.
Oh, my God.
And so I've been involved in studies that would put a system like that in place. The California Independent System Operator, which runs the PG&E portion of the grid as well as Southern California, is currently partnering with Pacific Corp and Warren Buffett's company up there, and they will also include the state of Nevada soon, that Warren Buffett is buying that utility as well, and so that they can let those generators in the four or five state area optimize. Well, the question is, who's going to make money on that? Follow the money. Is the money really going to flow to the benefit of the customers, or is it going to flow to the in-between marketers that are trying to skim some profit out of this arrangement? From my own personal experience, I think it's the wrong solution. We need to have storage, whether it's batteries or some kind of local storage. Redding here has been real innovative in pushing for ice storage for some of the larger air conditioning systems. So those local solutions for storage make more sense than a centralized control room, whether it's in Sacramento or Salt Lake City.
Single point failure comes to mind.
Amen.
And I'm gonna pat myself and Jim on the back. If we did anything good, well, he worked there and I was in office there at the City of Redding, it was we kept ourselves out of the ISO. And it saved City of Redding customers how much?
Probably $10 million a year.
Okay. We're
okay,
not
and on
in
that
the ice
note,
circle.
we're gonna wrap up this hour. Thanks so much to Jim Feider at Wealth of Information. I've got a dozen questions I could still like. We need to do it again. We'll be back at the end of the hour.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An American doctor infected with Ebola while treating patients in Liberia is being released from the hospital today. Dr. Kent Brantley was flown out of the West African nation to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta earlier this month. And a second American aid worker who contracted Ebola was flown out 3 days later. They've been treated at Emory University. Fewer people applied for U.S. unemployment benefits last week. Another sign the job market is getting better.
The Labor Department says weekly claims for jobless aid dropped by 14,000 to a seasonally adjusted 298,000. The prior week's figures were revised up slightly to 311,000. The less volatile four-week average increased 4,750 to 300,750. Recent hiring has encouraged more people to look for work.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. AAA says some 34.7 million Americans will journey 50 miles or farther from home. During the Labor Day holiday weekend, AAA spokeswoman Heather Hunter says there's some good news for drivers. They'll be paying a little less for gas.
The good news for travelers is that's about 15 cents lower from last year. So they will be paying slightly less than last year and have a little more money in their pockets for activities and fun things to do while they're on the road.
Nearly 86% of vacationers will be doing their traveling by car. The Justice Department has announced a $16.65 billion settlement with the Bank of America over its role in the sale of mortgage-backed securities in the run-up to the financial crisis. Attorney General Eric Holder says the settlement includes a significant admission by Bank of America.
It, Merrill Lynch, and Countrywide sold billions of dollars of RMBS backed by toxic loans whose quality and level of risk they knowingly misrepresented to investors and to the United States government.
And the deal calls for the bank, the second largest in the country, to pay $5 billion in cash penalty. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic pre-finished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
The Islamic militant group Hamas says that three of its senior military leaders have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in the Gaza Strip.
Reid Alata, Mohammed Abu Shamala, and Mohammed Barhoum were key figures in the Hamas military leadership. And I think there's a sense in which Israel has been trying throughout the weeks of fighting to pull off some kind of operation like this. It tried a couple of days ago to kill Mohammed Daif. He is the overall military commander of Hamas. It's still not entirely clear how that operation turned out.
That's the BBC's Kevin Connolly reporting. India's most famous prisoner of conscience has walked free after nearly 14 years behind bars. But her brother says she vows to continue the hunger strike that landed her in prison for attempted suicide. Iroma Sharmila has not eaten a single morsel of food voluntarily since November of 2000. This is SRN News. The National Park Service has banned drones from flying over the Appalachian Trail. More from SRN's Keith Peters.
The interim rule prohibits launching, landing, or operating unmanned aircraft from or on Appalachian National Scenic Trail lands. The ban takes effect immediately and lasts until the Park Service can develop an appropriate policy. The Park Service says drones could affect resources and visitors in ways it has yet to analyze, so more studies needed. The Appalachian Trail goes from Maine all the way down to Georgia. In June, the Park Service directed all parks to take steps to prohibit the use of increasingly popular aircraft, which are often used to take photos and videos. Keith Peters, SRN News.
A Marine who mysteriously disappeared in Iraq 10 years ago is due in military court today. After an investigation into whether he deserted his unit in 2004, Corporal Wasef Ali Hassoun is scheduled to appear at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina for a hearing. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, North State. This is KCNR Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not of interest in the North State. It's 5 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees in downtown Reading. And this is Trish Clark.
It's gone.
Carl up. And Linda are out sailing the high seas.
It's gone up 8 degrees in the last hour.
It's getting warm.
It does at this time of year, Ken.
It does that, but it's not getting up really, really high, and we like that a lot. We're going to go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings at Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive at this time, 81 points at 17,060. The S&P 500 is positive 4 at 1991, and the NASDAQ is up fractionally at 4527. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 23 cents at 1576, and eBay up $2.68 at $56.08. Stocks of local interest: North Valley Bank is down 10 cents at $21.03, and Bank of Commerce is down 3 cents at $6.12. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.42%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $16.50 at $1,278.80. Silver is down 10 cents at $19.46, and crude oil is up 50 cents at $93.95. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute, weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. Here on KCNR. It's brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. Turning to the weather, we are going to be seeing temperatures in the low to mid-90s throughout the week. Looks like we won't break through the temperature mark. On the other hand, we don't have any rain in sight either. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. Right now in Reading, we do show 70 degrees. And the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. And they offer senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. I'm joined with my co-host this week, Ken Murray, and it's finally Thursday. I feel like I belong here now because I always do Thursdays with Carl, but this is like the fourth Thursday this week.
You know, I was thinking, the first time, I had a radio show here for 11 years on a different station in town.
Yes.
First time you ever hosted a show was on my show when I took some time off.
I think that's true.
Same thing's true for Carl. First time he ever hosted a show was my show when I took some time off. Screwed up my whole audience, and I figured that paybacks are, you know, I can say whatever I want. It's kind of interesting to me, talk radio. Let me share a story with you. When Ray Roberts and I were on the air, we'd get in arguments.
Mm-hmm.
And people would call in and support one of us or the other of us, and we'd go on and on. And the interesting thing about that is radio stations run off revenue. Revenue comes from advertisers, and advertisers come from listeners. The more listeners you have, the more you can charge for advertising. The more plain Jane Vanilla you are, the less listeners you have, the less advertisers you have, the less money you make. Ray and I would get to the studio, you know, a few minutes before showtime, and oftentimes, you know, he had a stack of prep, I'd have a stack of prep, and we'd flip a coin to see which side of an argument we were going to take. Even when we both agreed on the same thing, it didn't matter.
Right? Well, you know, the whole point is to throw something out And a lot of times, I mean, when I, because I did a lot of hosting, I hosted for Ray when he was doing it, and I've always enjoyed just coming in as a guest, but the key is to somehow incite that audience to pick up the phone and call 605-4567 and jump in here and either argue with us or agree with us or do something. So what are you going to throw out there, Ken,
I'll give you an example of how that works. Earlier in the week, I took off on Patrick Henry Jones.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Phones rang off the hook. He's a wonderful guy, and you're an idiot, Ken. Blah, 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 blah. And I, you know, if I had said the exact same things about Obama, nobody would have called in. Now, why is that? If this is community talk radio, is the community only conservative? If it's community talk radio, and if it's free fire radio, I mean, I've been in the military. I know what free fire is. It's take the safety off and blast everything in sight.
Yeah.
Furthermore, if you're an elected politician, you're fair game.
That's exactly right. And we both know that.
I mean, I've been shot at so many times, and you've got scars all over your body.
I miss the editorials. I never heard of people calling things like that. At one point, my son said my mother is referred to as everything but a white woman in those editorials from time to time.
So, I may say things that sound outrageous. Fine, call in. That's what makes talk radio interesting.
I'm often telling people who will make snarky comments on the chat room. The chat room's kind of a two-edged sword in that it is a way for people who are busy to get in their opinion. But a lot of people tend to use that as a buffer, and I'll say, why don't you call? Well, I don't want my friends to identify me and all. Then you're not standing behind your statement.
That's like the guy that said to you, I support you and I support what you're doing. But I don't want to put a sign up in my business because not everybody supports you, and I might lose a customer if I support this position or that. I got to tell you that while I understand that thought process, I'm probably not as likely to shop in those shops as I am the guy that's going to put up a sign, even for my opponent, if that's how he feels strongly about it. Take a stand. Be a part of the solution, because if you're not, then you're a part of the problem.
Sure. I mean, yeah. And be willing to talk about it.
And put your name on it, and don't blog.
Well,
your name on the bottom of what your opinion is.
One of the mistakes we made the other day, we had Silas Lyons on, and we talked about it afterwards. He's the editor of the Record Searchlight, and that is that how the blogs have gone since they first started them. He told us off the air that they have banned 3,000 bloggers. Banned them. And I'm thinking, hooray! You know, I have never seen so many, you know,
I have not read a blog. I made the mistake I think I shared with you about reading some blogs right after I got out of office over a subject. And I thought, what kind of people are that mean? Mm-hmm. They didn't have a point. They were just being mean.
Yeah.
And I picture them as the beer drinking, wife beater t-shirt sitting in front of their computer, kicking their dog. Well, I just don't understand people that can't put their name to their opinion.
Well, the other part of that is, I mean, there were a number of blogs in there signed Ken Murray. I never sent them in.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And people are saying, what are you saying this, that? I never said that.
So you can use any name you want to.
So things are looking up. Oh, we have Dolores, who called me a bigger idiot than Patrick Henry Jones on the phone. Good morning, Dolores. What do you have to say this morning?
What I want to say is regarding what Trish Clark is basically saying, that nobody's willing to put their name out there, you know, in the blogs or anything. But I get that a lot. You know, people say they're behind me, but they really go stand behind me when it comes down to being in front of everybody, because they don't want to be exposed. They don't want to be a target. But, you know, I have to say, I'm not afraid of being a target, because I know I'm doing the right thing. And from what I'm gathering, what you're trying to say here about Patrick, you know, if you're going to make comments about Patrick, you need to...
He got elected. So did you. You deserve him.
He's elected. But the thing is, you need to put you need to give him the opportunity to defend himself instead of saying it on the radio where he has no way to defend himself. Just the way they say about things about me, they don't say it to me direct, but they have an opportunity to get on the radio. They have, you know, there's no way to defend yourself, so they figure they can do it because they're on the radio.
But
Dolores, you're on the phone right now.
Dolores, you're on the phone, and Patrick listens to this show on a regular basis.
Right now.
And he can call in anytime he wants to. In fact, he's a regular guest on this show.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think it's uncalled for Ken to basically put Patrick Jones down when he is a good guy. He is one of the good guys. And just because he's not like Ken Murray and he's not like everybody else does not mean he's a bad guy. He is the good guy. So you continue to put him down since day one because you never liked him, but that's uncalled for. You need to look at what he stands for. He stands for the people.
You know, and Dolores, I appreciate your viewpoint. We got to go to a break, but I'm sure. Thinking that Patrick is a big boy and he can take care of himself.
If he isn't, he shouldn't be in office.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Are we doing open phones for the rest of the hour? Absolutely.
Talk about anything they want to talk about. 605-4567. Jump in here and yell at us or agree with us or bring up a subject we haven't. Or we're going to talk about the homeless in downtown Reading and talk about what kind of a facility y'all think we ought to build for them.
I want to talk about women's closets, but you can talk about whatever you want.
Got what I got the hard way, and I'll make it each and every
day. I left my in San Francisco.
Is there anything better than an authentic San Francisco-style deli sandwich? Well, if you live in Reading, but your heart's in the city by the bay, San Francisco Deli has got what you're craving. Try the North Beach, hot Italian sausage with Parmesan and marinara on a fresh-baked sourdough roll. Or how about the famous Mamma Mia with salami, mortadella, capricola, provolone, and all the good veggies. San Francisco Deli's been serving Reading since 1977, and whether it's the Giants or the Colt 45s, the folks at San Francisco Deli love supporting their baseball. Head on in, 2395 Athens Avenue, San Francisco Deli.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
We at Farmers Insurance are hiring. It is rewarding taking care of your customers and being involved in the Reading community. Now is the time to take charge of your destiny. If you or any friends, family, or co-workers are interested, please have them contact us at the Reading Farmers District office at 243-1100. Again,
243-1100. We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Hey folks, do you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Trish Clark with my co-host Ken Murray. We're here this week having very interesting guests and making a decision right now whether we're going to be talking about women's closets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's go with the women's closets. Nobody called in to give us any help on that at 605-4567. Jump in here.
Well, wait a minute. It's down on my stack. Hang on. I've got to go through my stack.
Oh, you see, he's got a stack of stuff. See, this
another thing.
This has been a really interesting thing because Ken comes up in every morning with a stack of stuff and a whole bunch of questions, and I just show up about the time that the mic goes hot and then let him lead it, and then I just jump in.
A person who claims to be the man caught on camera ransacking the three-story closet of a Texas socialite says some of the estimated $1 million in items he allegedly stole are fake. Now, let me tell you what this about this closet.
Okay, so, all right.
This gal, let's see, she's a Texas socialite and millionaire, Teresa Romer. And so she's got this three-story closet. Cost her $500,000 to build. It has a beauty station, a champagne bar. It has it's 3,000 square feet of closet. I can't believe this.
3,000 square feet of closet. That's twice the size of my house.
So this burglar broke in. While she was out doing something. And this is some of the stuff he stole. She's a former beauty queen. I've seen pictures of her. She's a former beauty queen. You can tell because she's on Botox heavy right now. But, you know, you can just tell by looking at her.
If you just Google three-story closet, you get pictures of this thing, and it's pretty impressive.
She said, they have video of this guy going through her purses. And stuff. She had a bunch of purchases. She said she stole, handbags, Birkin travel bags, Hermes bags that cost $60,000, swiped 10 Rolex watches and between 10 and 12 Cartier watches. it was all caught on camera. You know what she uses her closet for?
What?
Fundraisers. She holds fundraisers in her closet. Now, you know, I've heard...
So a three-story closet, you'd have to have an inventory. I mean, it takes me long enough to decide what the heck I'm going to wear each day with just a little bitty closet. And I mean, my house is older than some, so I don't have the big walk-in closets and those kind of things that they build into new houses now. So, I mean, I have a limited closet space, and I can't figure out what to wear with just that amount available to me. Three stories?
Any woman who claims she has a little tiny closet, I guarantee you, has three times as many closet things hanging up as men do.
Well, of course we do.
Well.
But we need more. people pay attention to what we wear.
A 3,000 square foot three-story
yeah, that's, closet. That's pretty incredible.
I mean, why does anybody need 10 Rolex watches or a dozen Cartier watches?
I've got this thing up on the internet, and it's as I scroll through the pictures, I'm just, my mouth is hanging open.
Do you know, when I was in London many, many years ago, we went through the collection, the Melba Marcus collection that was at Christie's in up for auction, and you all remember the shoes thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I thought I was a shoe nut. That was incredible. It was just wild to sit there and look at all those shoes.
Well, that's not the only thing. I was going to bring this up when the gun guy was on from Gun Owners of America, but let's talk about statistics. And this is kind of fascinating. This is from the World Health Organization. These are the latest murder statistics for the world. And it's murders per 100,000 citizens per year by country.
Okay.
The highest in the world is Honduras at 91.6 murders per 100,000 population per year. You got El Salvador.
What do they don't list what you're murdered by?
No. Well, wait a minute. I'll get to that. El Salvador, 69. Jamaica, 52. Venezuela, 45. U.S. Virgin Islands, 39. And go on and on. Colombia, South Africa, Puerto Rico. Panama has 21. Brazil has 21 murders per 100,000. Nicaragua, 13.6.
This is per year?
Per year. Per 100,000.
Okay.
We get all the way down here, 109 countries later. At number 110 is the United States. We have 4.2 murders per year.
Per 100,000
people. Per 100,000 people.
So we're way down on the bottom of the list for murders.
There's 109 countries ahead of us. It might be of interest to note that Switzerland isn't on the list because it has no murder occurrence per 100,000 people.
And everybody has a gun.
However, yeah, in Switzerland, by law, Swiss law requires everyone, number one, to own a gun, and number two, to maintain marksmanship qualifications regularly.
Well, and there you go. And that, I think, makes the whole argument as we were talking, I've forgotten who the guest was when we were talking about, I think, Tom Basenko, about this whole idea of putting up signs that say this is a gun-free zone. This is I think that's ridiculous advertising. I think if my neighbor has that on, I would put an arrow to point to it. That guy doesn't have any guns. I do. Rob him.
Well, you don't wear
the hard target theory.
Wear a sash across you. Gun owner.
Well, exactly. I'm packing. Be afraid. I don't understand why you would want to set people up to say there are no guns around here. I think that if we have teachers or we have administrators who are qualified marksmen who are legal under every other thing way to carry a gun, then we ought to let them carry them in the schools.
You know, in high school they used to have classes in guns.
When my son was in high school, he would leave the house in his pickup truck with his gun rack in the back with the gun in it every Thursday or what have you. They had trap shooting. And then he'd get to school. The gun would sit there. He'd get out of the – go back to his truck in the evening, take it and walk across the schoolyard over to the trap shooting. And you had a whole bunch of kids doing that. We're not talking that long ago here. Nobody blinked.
But 50 years ago or 60 years ago, they actually had gun classes in schools. And I guess if you had 10 sophomores walking in with a .22 rifle today, they'd shut down the school, everybody would be hiding in closets.
They'd take one.
SWAT team would be all over.
If they walk in with a squirt gun, the whole class comes to an end, and a kid with a little gun on his shirt gets sent home.
All right, as long as I'm talking about weird things like that, how about this? Out of Charlotte, North Carolina, a high school student was suspended after breaking a class rule. Somebody in the room sneezed, and she said, "Bless you." And the teacher said, "We're not going to have godly speaking in her class. Get out."
She didn't say, "God bless you." She said, "Just bless you."
That's correct. And in fact, on the teacher's chalkboard up front, the class rules prohibit the saying of "bless you" or anything similar when someone sneezes in class. You like that?
No, I don't. I think that's insane.
This is an educator.
This is an educator, and this is in a country that used to teach from the Bible as their textbook. Well, how did we let that little bitty small minority of people who don't want God in our lives, how did they take over?
We don't show up to vote. That's exactly how.
You got it. That's exactly right. We're going to just go to a break a little bit early here.
We really want the phones to ring.
And we want you to all think about what you want to talk about. If you want Ken and I to just keep going on and on, or why don't you call in and give us a subject? 605-4567. Let's see if we can get those phones lit up in the next half hour.
It is 8:29 on KCNR 1460, the home of community talk radio, and this portion of the program brought to you by Man's Last Stronghold. That would, of course, be Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Evans Avenue, 244-9478. It's a place to get a great haircut, and you won't find Oprah on the TV, that's for sure, at Cypress Square Barbershop.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, telling everyone about Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway.
What's the getaway?
Visit Mary's before August 25th and enter to win one of our weekly prize packs.
With a $55 gift certificate.
Or the grand prize of a weekend for four in Sonoma at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
What was it like back in the day?
Mary made her homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with their secret family recipes.
So good.
Mary was one of the nicest people you ever met. Sounds like Nani. What about the meatballs? Were they as big as my head? Luigi, nobody can see how big your head is on the radio.
Oh.
Stop by your favorite shack to enter Mary's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway. And thank you to all of our customers over the years.
Original recipes. Original shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
No purchase necessary to win. For complete rules and alternate form of entry, visit maryspizzashack.com.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM, your community radio station. I am Trish Clark, and I'm joined this week by Ken Murray, who is our co-host.
I'm co-conspirator.
Okay. And we're going to go to the phones to Roberta. Good morning, Roberta.
Ken, I can't believe you've enticed me to call in three times this week.
It's my lucky week.
Well, you know what? If this keeps going, in first place, I didn't know blessing was necessarily a Christian word, but if this keeps going, we're not going to be able to say happy birthday, please, thank you, or anything else. So,
I agree.
It's a sad situation.
Political correctness run amok.
It's insane. I can't get my hands around political correctness. No one's ever accused me of doing that.
Me either.
Bless you.
In a free country, there shouldn't be political correctness anyway. And Ken, thank you so much for being on this week. I've enjoyed having you there.
Oh, thanks, Roberta, and my regards to your husband, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I wanted to, have you ever been on a grand jury?
No, I have not.
Okay, I've been on the grand jury, and I want to talk about, it's been much in the news about Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, being indicted.
Yes.
I want to explain what an indictment is. It's nothing. Okay, an indictment. Here's how an indictment happens. The district attorney goes to the grand jury, okay, and the grand jury takes testimony, perhaps from witnesses, that the district attorney provides. The grand jury will not hear both sides of the story. They only hear the district attorney's version of the story. The person subject to the indictment may be called in, maybe, but not always, and they may not be represented by an attorney, and they may not produce their own witnesses. All the district attorney has to do to get an indictment is convince the grand jury that there is sufficient evidence if uncontroverted. Meaning he said enough stuff, no matter what the truth is, he said enough stuff to warrant going to trial. That's all an indictment is.
Right.
It doesn't prove anybody's guilty of anything. There's no fair play in an indictment. None of that stuff. You know, so you get a district attorney with a wild hair up his wazoo, you know.
And if he's a good speaker and he can come up with enough
stuff without hearing the other side of the story.
Exactly. And I think that's the part people don't get.
They don't get it, no.
Isn't two sides to this. They don't go in and make an argument and say, well, there's enough here that we think we could make a case. It's just one side of the story.
Right.
Well presented.
Right.
To get a majority of the grand jury members to say, yeah, we think it should go to trial.
And not all of the story is given by the district attorney. Not all of the evidence, not all of the anything. Just does he have enough things to say that say, well, the grand jury via an indictment is saying, well, if everything you're telling me is the truth, it ought to go to trial. I mean, they're nothing. And yet people walk around with
where there's smoke, there's fire.
He's an indicted co-conspirator. You get branded. It's like the teacher who gets accused of fondling an 11-year-old girl because of whatever reason. He never did anything, but mm-hmm. his career is ruined.
Absolutely. Anytime an allegation, an accusation of any kind of that nature is made against someone, doesn't make any difference whether they're right or they're wrong. That's the end of it. Because they're never going to crawl away out of it. And somebody's always going to think, where there's smoke, there's fire. They wouldn't have come up with that if there wasn't some truth to it.
Not true. Okay. Now, since nobody's calling, I'm going to put you on the hot seat, Judge Clark. I mean, you've said several times you just show up and talk, right?
I do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a chance to show up and talk. I have come across letters to Dear Abby that she admitted she couldn't answer. And I'm sure you're going to have an answer to each of these.
Well.
605-456.
we're really digging to the bottom of the barrel. And everybody got that number out there. It's 605-4567. Surely there's something you want to talk about.
Dear Trish, what can I do about all the sex, nudity, foul language, and violence on my VCR?
On your VCR? Unplug it.
Dear Trish, I am a 23-year-old liberated woman who has been on the pill for 2 years. it's getting expensive, and I think my boyfriend should share half the cost, but I don't know him well enough to discuss money with him.
Oh, well, yeah. She doesn't know him well enough. I don't think I can answer that one because she's, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Trish can't answer it. No wonder Dear Abby can't.
Well, yeah. The government picks it up now, right? That was that whole thing?
Obamacare should cover it, yeah.
Dear Abby, my 40-year-old son has been paying a psychiatrist $100 an hour every week for 2.5 years. He must be crazy. What do you think?
I think she's right, and I think she's right for knowing that, and I hope he's not living under her roof.
Dear Trish, I have a man I can't trust. He cheats so much, I'm not even sure the baby I'm carrying is his.
Cut him loose. And go see the same psychiatrist the other guy's seeing.
All right, that's enough of that stuff. I came in another thing about weird foods.
Okay.
Not recommended.
I'm getting a real clear picture as to why I don't do a lot of research before I come in here. Because, wow. Okay.
I mean, is there any food you wouldn't eat if you were isolated on a desert island?
Oysters.
You don't have to cook them or anything. They slide right down.
I don't think I can. No, I can't do that. Not oysters.
Well, in the London Daily Mirror newspaper, this is what they say you shouldn't eat. Canned cheeseburgers. They're made in Germany.
Mm.
Canned whole chickens. Sweet Sue brand of the USA. Canned peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Mark One Foods USA.
And why do they say you shouldn't eat them?
Because they taste terrible.
Well, most of them.
I don't want a canned peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I don't eat canned anything, so.
Yeah, you never ate MREs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's canned everything.
Yeah, yeah.
How about canned bacon from Hungary?
Well, you know, in the right circumstances, when you're surviving, that kind of stuff came out for survival packets and the packets they used to get. MREs, is that what you're rationing?
Meals ready to eat?
Yeah.
How about this one from Sweden? Squeeze bacon. They pulverize bacon, put it in a bottle like ketchup, and you can squeeze it on things.
Bacon flavor. I have a friend that would love that because if it doesn't have bacon involved
bacon
in it,
everything.
Bacon improves everything, according to her.
All right, from New Zealand. Whole peeled lamb tongues.
Mm. Doesn't sound very appetizing.
All right. I'll give you one I know you're not going to eat on a desert island. It's called Kasu Marzu. Okay?
I won't eat it because I don't even know what it is,
It's cheese containing live maggots.
Ugh.
That the food's few fans swear make it taste irresistible.
Crunchy.
See, we're going to talk about maggots if we don't get any callers.
This is really dangerous territory. There's got to be somebody out there. And now we know Ken Murray, he reads weird stuff, too. I've got to go and check out his... where he's going on the internet to come up with this kind of stuff. Remember, the phone number is 605-4567.
Another thing I ran across looking on the internet yesterday was what stars require in their dressing room to go put on a show. You know, I mean, people come to Reading and, you know, they have a regular contract that says you're going to pay me X number of dollars. But there are always riders to those contracts.
The things that you have to have available
for me.
Take out
all the red M&Ms kind of thing?
Yeah.
No, it's the brown M&Ms.
The brown
when star will want a jar of brown of M&Ms, but you have to pick all the brown ones out. Who is it? The Beetle guy.
One of the two surviving ones?
Yeah.
Well, that would either be McCartney or...
Yeah, Paul McCartney. Okay. He's a vegan. Okay.
Okay.
And he won't even allow, he wants no animal skin covered furniture in his dressing room or on stage.
So no, like no leather seats.
No leather seats. He requires that as part of his rider. Huh. But then I came across an interesting one. You know what Larry the Cable Guy's real name is?
No.
Daniel Lawrence Whitney. Larry the Cable Guy.
Is Daniel Lawrence Whitney.
That'd be a highfalutin name right there.
He receives a guarantee of $155,000 per appearance. Although his fee could be higher depending on ticket sales. And his bank account and the promoters are directed to make Larry's check payable to Gitter Done Productions, Inc. But this is what he requires in his dressing room.
You know, I had a manager down at the senior center who was, Carolyn was from England originally or had spent a great deal of time in areas. And if you just wanted to see this lady just completely, the hair stand up on the back of her neck and go completely ballistic, one of the workers would walk in and say, "Get her done." And I mean, that was just to her the epitome of what was wrong with rural California.
Well,
get her done.
Here is what Daniel Lawrence Whitney, better known as Larry the Cable Guy, has in his writer. First off, there must be in the dressing room, Prilosec OTC. He apparently really uses this stuff besides advertising it on TV. It has to be stocked with Prilosec.
That's like the heartburn stuff, right?
Yeah. He requires 50 Hooters-style chicken wings with blue cheese dressing.
That's why he needs Prilosec.
That's why the Prilosec, yeah.
4 cans of Skoal Berry Blend long-cut tobacco in the purple can. A deli tray with turkey, ham, roast beef, salami, and various cheeses. 6 grilled chicken breasts. 12 bottles of beer. 4 cans of Red Bull. Peanut butter and jelly. And 1 loaf of wheat bread. That's in his rider for every place he appears.
Well, and so they're going to go in and they're going to do a show. How long do they typically spend in the dressing room?
I mean, that's
enough food for 3 or 4 days.
Some hours, but we should take our break.
I don't know why he doesn't.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's go to a break and hope that somebody out there is going to take pity and dial 605-4567 and take Ken out of his misery and
otherwise,
Bob and I out of our misery
I'm going to talk about more cheese and maggots.
I think I'm going to talk about the homeless in downtown.
This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. They serve caramel macchiato and other coffees, everything you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts, 847 on KCNR 1460.
Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
Have you been waiting to see what mortgage rates will do before you buy or refinance your home? Mortgage rates have fallen once again, and the timing may be right to make your move. And you can save time and money with a North Valley Bank mortgage loan. You'll find our Home Loan Center is ready to help you save time by making the process a simple one.
Additionally, in appreciation for choosing North Valley Bank for your home loan needs, we'll refund your appraisal fee at the time your loan closes. You could save as much as $500. Learn how you can save time and money at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today. We'll also be happy to take your application over the phone at 1-800-390-8054 or online at novb.com. Hurry, apply by August 31st, 2014 to take advantage of this special offer. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio, as we come up on 9 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock, is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Redding Crown Motors. They are your Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State on your new vehicle? Not only great deals, but an outstanding service department. Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177.
And welcome back. It is Thursday morning. It's 70 degrees downtown Reading. Our phone lines are 605-4567, or jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. This is Trish Clark. I'm joined by Ken Murray, my co-host for the week. And we're going to go to the telephones and talk to Candy. Good morning, Candy.
Hi, Candy.
Good morning.
What's your topic?
I called because I wanted to tell you, I found this radio station because I'm a delivery driver, and I'm driving up and down the road all day long.
Okay.
And there was a gentleman standing out on the street with a sign that says, if you want the real truth, go to 1460.
Really?
I thought, 1460? What the heck is that? So, of course, I got on there. And so I'm listening to you this morning for the first time.
And actually we usually have guests and we're not the regular hosts and so you've caught us babbling and you're in your mind going, this is the real truth.
Hey, that really.
That's what I was going, oh my God, that's Jim Murray. I missed him.
Well, you don't eat cheese covered maggots, do you?
No.
Glad to know that. Appreciate
you. What I wanted to tell you is that, what I loved about your morning show when you had her on KQMS was the fact that we talked about local issues. And then this morning you're talking about the solar power things, and I love that part because it's telling me stuff I could not know because, of course, I wish I could do the solar power thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And that's what we're trying to do. Good.
Thank you. We're trying to be informative when we have something to talk about. Otherwise, I'm just going to harass Trish. So I'm glad you called.
Well, thank you.
And be safe on the road.
Oh, I will.
Thanks, Candy.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Candy. Bye. Glad you called. Bye. Okay, so what are you going to harass me about now, Ken?
I'm out of harassment material.
Well, okay,
why don't you ask me a question?
Okay, I was just going to say. So Ken, you've been in the real estate business for a really long time.
Yep.
And are you still in the real estate? I mean, are you still working or are you just kind of working?
I'm in the office every day at Reading Realty.
You're never there when I call. You're there for 5 minutes or?
I have instructions out front about you.
Well,
you can get me any morning. I'm usually there in the mornings and then I'm out in the afternoons doing other things.
Okay.
Like right after I get off the show, I'm going to go show some property 17 miles out of town that takes a four-wheel drive to get to.
So what's the real estate market like in Shasta County?
It's improving slightly. It's
high-end houses, low-end houses. What kind of houses are selling?
Oh, anything under 250. And some of the others are selling also. It isn't like it was a few years ago. It never will be like it was a few years ago. I mean, basically, if you bought a house in 2006 or 7, it's worth half as much today. Maybe it's come up a little bit from there. What's going to trigger the next house buying? There's one of two events has to happen to make the housing market really take off. One is the feds are going to have to raise the interest rates. And I've seen it 3 times in my 40 years in real estate. As soon as the feds start raising the interest rates, people are going to go race out and buy property because they think they've missed the bottom. The second thing that would cause houses to go like hotcakes is a big earthquake in San Francisco. Every time there's an earthquake in San Francisco, we got buyers up the wazoo because they want to grow their own vegetables and don't want to live on an earthquake fault. Outside of that, given the normal course of events, it will gradually get better and better and better until somebody in the government does something really stupid, in which case it'll crash again. And they're capable of doing that at regular intervals.
And they have proven that they are because they do that. I find it interesting because I haven't purchased a home in a lot of years. The last time I purchased a home, I remember that my rate, my interest rate on that house was 7.25%. Mm-hmm. And at the time, that was not an exorbitant amount of money. I mean, nobody said that was awful. That was just kind of what everybody was paying for interest rates. What's the mm-hmm. interest rate now?
Oh, you can get an interest rate less than 5%. When I remember in the late 70s or early 80s, the interest rates first hit 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thought it was the end of the world. And then in about 82, 83, they hit 21%. And it was the end of the world.
Yeah, 21%, I would think that's true. You know, there's two sides to that. Interesting, if you're a person who's not looking to buy a house or finance a car and you're just like maybe looking to make some money on your investments and your money market and what have you, this 0.02 nothing percent that we're earning on every dime we're saving is a bit discouraging. I'm one that would like to see the interest rate perhaps go up just a little.
Oh, it's going to. I mean, the United States is so in debt, they can't help but raise the interest rates. So, I mean, we're essentially bankrupt as a nation.
Oh, I think anybody who hasn't figured that out, we're bankrupt in a lot of ways as a nation.
That's correct.
We're bankrupt morally and financially, and something's got to change, because I don't think in either of those areas we can continue to go like we are.
We can't, and we need to get rid of this national schism that exists that doesn't allow us to talk to one another.
Yeah.
You know, can't you disagree with somebody and still be willing to talk about things? Do you really understand the dimensions of the disagreement? Why do you disagree? I mean, you and I disagree on some things. We've had long discussions, and we've explored the nature of our disagreement without just shouting at each other and whatever.
You're absolutely right. Disagree without being disagreeable.
Right. But, I mean, everybody has a reason they feel the way they feel or think the way they think. And sometimes if you take the time to find out why they think what they think, it may be that they just have different information than you have. Perhaps that information's wrong, or perhaps they need the information you have. You don't have to hate each other to disagree, but it appears that all of our elected officials, I mean, one of the biggest frustrations I have, and I've interviewed hundreds of politicians over the years, is that, especially here in the North State, every Republican we elect blames Democrats for everything they can't do.
And vice versa.
I'm sick of it. You know, quit blaming each other. Go get something done.
The difference is that you and I have had long discussions, and I think on few occasions have we convinced the other one that they were wrong.
No, we convinced each other that, if the city council had let me and the board of supervisors had let you, we'd have solved the tax sharing agreement 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. But my point is, on a lot of occasions, you simply are never, ever going to agree on a subject. That doesn't mean you have to be enemies, and it doesn't mean that the person that you disagree with is a really bad person.
No.
I mean, we can agree to disagree and just move forward. You have to be able to do that.
You're just politically wrong.
Yeah. Well, North State, you have... yeah. Well, and I'm going to tell you that I have a little more of that going on with this group. It's hard to talk nice to somebody that's a big Obama supporter. I just have a real hard time with that. We'll see you tomorrow, Ken and Trish Clark.
I am not.
Back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Today is a miraculous day. Those are the words of Dr. Kent Brantley as he was released from Emory University Hospital today. Dr. Brantley was one of the two American aid workers infected with the deadly Ebola virus while treating patients in West Africa.
Thank you to the Samaritan's Purse and SIM Liberia community. You cared for me and ministered to me during the most difficult experience of my life. And you did so with the love and mercy of Jesus Christ.
Nancy Reitbold, the other American infected with Ebola, left the hospital Tuesday. Both Reitbold and Brantley were declared free of the Ebola virus. Also at SRNnews.com, the Obama administration is not ruling out the prospect of a military operation in Syria to bring to justice those responsible for an American journalist's beheading. Attorney General Eric Holder says various federal agencies are investigating the death of James Foley.
This Justice Department, this department,